Hey, Jason, I read that Sports Illustrated story, and it's impressive how you're always able to answer the bell. I'm still not quite sure on how you do it, though. Can you explain how you find, you know, whether it's two sprained ankles or whatever it might be, how you always find a way to be there on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just, as I said in the article, I mean, part of it's just luck that it's not anything serious, you know, that would mandate me being out for a game. But just, you know, I love to play. I know I enjoy playing this game and have the opportunity to be out there. So work with the training staff and put in the hours to get myself and my body ready to go.
So how significant did 1,000 feel?
Well, I felt great. You know, for many of the milestones I've been able to achieve, I think that's the one that just won an elite group to be able to join, and I'm honored and humbled to be in the mix with that list of guys. And so some of the best players to play the game, and obviously the best tight end in Tony. So I'm just thrilled to join them, and I just think back to all the great teammates and great coaches I had around me that helped me get to that point.
From one milestone to the next, story, what does 200 mean to you?
Well, I just think that's what we were just talking about. I think just being consistent. I mean, this game's about consistent play at a high level and do it week in and week out. And I think being out there is the start of that. And so, you know, just had a lot of breaks, worked really hard. A lot of guys have helped me along the way through the strength staff and coaches and trainers. And so, you know, I think just been fortunate to be healthy and be able to be out there.
But is that the one record that, you know, when you're a grandpa in a rocking chair in 30 years, that you're going to look back and say, you know what, that's what I'm really proud of?
I think so. I mean, that's what you want to – I mean, you always pride yourself in being able to play. And you know, I never said that I was ever trying to, like, prove to be a tough guy. I just think that's kind of line one to play. You got to be able to be tough mentally and physically. And this is a hard game, you know. And I have so much respect for what guys put themselves through week in and week out to get back and ready to go and play on Sundays.
Jason, you know, Tony's obviously a Wisconsin guy, so a lot of people up here care about him. And he's like, other than your wives, he's your best friend, right? Is that...
Yeah, we're good buddies.
Yeah, how's he doing the way this season has gone? It's got to be rough on him to have this happen not once, but twice.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, anytime you're in that situation, I think it's difficult. But I've said this many times. I mean, he is a relentless guy, and his pursuit of excellence and to play at that level. And I think anytime you come in at that position in an organization like this, really no different than playing in that position in Green Bay as well. I mean, there's standards, there's expectations when you think of a list of Staubachs and Aikmans. And he really embraces that because his expectations for himself are set so high, and he works really hard to get there and to play at a high level and be consistent, like I was just talking about. And when that's taken away from him and really something twice with the same injury, it's frustrating, but he has a great mindset and working really hard to get back, and he has a positive spirit about him. It blows me away, and I think all of us, to see how he's handled it time and time again.
How trying has this season been for you guys in general with, you know, you haven't won as many games as you'd like to, and Tony's down, and yet obviously you're still in a position here to make something out of your season?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, I think anytime you look at it, not the year we wanted as far as the wins and losses go. But this is a league that's happened. I mean, no greater example than Green Bay's game the other night against Detroit. So just stay with it. We were fortunate to be 4-8 and to be one game back going with four games to go. I mean, we have to realize what kind of opportunity we have. And we can reflect back on all the other games when it's over. But right now we have an opportunity to get in the playoffs and win our division. And that's what our focus is, taking it one game at a time. And really, I think the best thing we've done is just evaluate our tape unemotionally and try to get better from that. And so we have a tough task. We won that game Monday night, but still feel like we can play better football, and we're going to need it come Sunday.
Jason, you mentioned the Detroit game that the Packers just played. You know, Richard Rodgers, even without the Hail Mary catch, he had kind of a breakout game. I'm wondering, I'm not saying he's going to be Jason Witten, but do you remember early in your career, was there a moment where you kind of had a breakthrough that that started the momentum toward you becoming the player you've become?
Yeah, I think for every player, there's confidence that comes with that, and there's always a game. I had a game my rookie year that I remember and just thought, I felt like I showed that I could play, and more importantly, I think I had confidence that, hey, I can do this, and I can play at a high level and be somebody that can be counted on, and you know, I think he's a good player, and he's shown that he can do that. You can get open underneath. It helps when you have that quarterback and guys outside, and you can have a target over the middle that can make plays and keep the chains going. So I think as any young player, if you're able to kind of get that confidence from a game, it can do wonders for you as far as the way you approach it and the energy that it can create.
Along those lines, how do you keep producing, Rene, you know, as you advance in your career? I mean, there's some guys taper off. Obviously, you have not done that. What is the key to that?
Well, I think you have to keep the standard really high. You have to go prove it year in, year out. I think the great players I've been around, just the mentality of they always want more. It's never good enough. They're never satisfied. And you guys have been around a lot of those same type of guys. And so you have that mentality, and you work really hard to get yourself in position. And then when opportunities present themselves, you take advantage of it. And more than that, you probably create opportunities for yourself. And I think when you're hungry that way and you approach it, the results will come. And that's what I've tried to do. And surround yourself with other people that approach it the same way.
Jason, has there been or do you expect any conversation about the Dez Bryant play from the playoff game last January?
No, I mean, I think really I'm sure both teams have moved on. I mean, really, that's last year. It was a different game. It was a different season, different team, really, for both teams. So, you know, you move on from that. And I don't think anybody will think about that going up there to play. It happened, and you move on. So I really don't think anybody will be thinking about that.
Jason, you mentioned great players. Have you ever crossed paths with Aaron Rodgers at the Pro Bowl or anything? I'm just wondering what, from one great player to another, what you kind of think of him.
Yeah, I got all the respect in the world. Got to know him a little bit just playing in Pro Bowls and being at events with him. I don't know him extremely well, but have all the respect in the world for how he approaches it, the way he plays. You know, you always say it, be your best when your best is needed, and I mean, he defines that. I mean, he just puts his team on his back and consistently plays at a high level. Tony and him remind me of each other in a lot of ways, but just a phenomenal player and can rally his guys. I mean, that's a great sign of a great player, a great leader, and all the respect in the world for him.
Other than the obvious talent part of this, what has been the biggest challenge of going from Tony to Brandon to Tony to Matt?
Well, Tony's been in our system, and he's our franchise. I mean, he's the leader of our team, has been for a long time, and so you're comfortable with that. You know what he tries to do. He's able to communicate that with the blocking scheme, with what we're trying to get to the checks, to just running our system. And so anytime there's a change in there, there's an adjustment. But I think Matt's done a good job of kind of coming in here, learning our system, getting comfortable with it. He's a great leader, communicating well with us. So it's always an adjustment. I mean, especially when you have a guy like Tony. But I think Matt's handled it well, and continue every week he gets more and more comfortable.
What kind of a challenge do you think you're facing with this Packers defense on Sunday?
Well, it's tough. I mean, they're good. I mean, they cover well. They get pressure on the quarterback. I mean, Clay and Julius just continue to get after the quarterbacks and put pressure. So we have a lot of respect for them. They play a lot of different coverages and really challenge you in that way. So we got to be ready for that.